One thing about those actors and actresses, they work on somebody else's script. And what I'm encouraging everyone is to move beyond that in your life, in your movie of your life, that you not be just the actor or actress, but to be the producer of your life, to be the one that is pulling together the resources. You can't do it on your own because you need other people to help you, but you pull them together so that in your life, you are producing based on what you are needing to produce in this world. So that when you show up to a place, you're producing what you call your life.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by both books, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, and the follow-up bestseller, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. Head over to Amazon.com, pick up both books. They are available in a trifecta of paperback, audio, and ebook. Cop all three of both and be on the lookout for another book from yours truly to help podcasters succeed. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the wonderful highlight reel, Build It for Authors, known as GMP, the great, glorious, and glamorous, it's the Going North Podcast. We're back at you again with another super special, awesome human, courtesy of one of the best websites on planet Earth, known as podmatch.com, the wonderful site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts. And if they're cool, they're freaking in. And today's guest is cooler than 10 cucumbers, indeed. That's right, indeed. And folks are probably like, Dom, cooler than 10 cucumbers. Shoot, this must be a really special person. I'm like, heck yeah, it is, because you're going to be in for a treat that's good enough to eat once again, y'all, because my man is not only joined the business of immortality known as authorship. He is a corporate consultant, teacher, speaker, ordained minister, community leader, and organizational visionary. So let's give it up for the R to the A. That's right, indeed. The man is on a roll, and he is also amazing indeed because he's also a man of the cloth. So let's give it up for Randy Atkins Jr., DTM. How you doing today, Randy?
Hey, Dom, I am doing fantastic on this wonderful day, and I am excited about providing some great information on how you and everyone else can produce on purpose.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about today. Produce it on purpose, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right. You're going to get all the fruits today, y'all. The veggies, too. That's right. If you want to put a carrot on your head and be a unicorn, my man Randy's got you covered. Metaphorically. Just say metaphorically. If you want to do the carrot unicorn thing, that's on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of on one today. But hey, as with all introductions, they're not allowed to be 35.5 years long, and I probably only covered, I don't know, 35.5 minutes of what makes the wonderful Randy the Randy that he is today. So mine, filling us in on your backstory and how you became the good guy that you are today.
Yeah. So primarily, I'm looking at when I was younger, I had an idea. I had a best friend. We would often go in his backyard and we would just build out all kinds of different things. And so in that backyard, we would take duct tape, maybe some tarp, some wood, whatever we could. And what we would come up with these ideas in our head, and we would then build out these, what many would call contraptions, but they were our worlds. They were maybe Star Trek one day, Star Wars another day. And during that process, I learned something when I was around 8 years old and we were building these things out, is that my friend sometimes would come up with the idea and I would build it. And sometimes I would come up with the idea and he would build it. And by the way, I found out that I really liked when I came up with the idea and he built it. And then sometimes we would come up with it together and build it together. But what I found is that we all have the ability in our imagination to have things become real in this world. And whether it's us building with our hands or really having a focus to do things in this life, I found out during that time I had a very intriguing interest on life and how can we live this life in a more productive way, in a stronger way. And so from that, and his mom would often tell us, hey, you got to clean it all up and make sure my backyard is right. And so we would make sure every day if we went back there, we built our beautiful world, unlike what maybe she thought was a contraption, and we would have that be what we could put together. And so out of that, in just being in a young person learning that, I found that there are ways for us to have ideas and imaginations and businesses and different things that we have that are locked up in our mind or in our imagination, but they can become real in this world. And so from there, throughout my life, I have had a specific intrigue of saying, okay, through school, learning about life. How can I make sure that I'm learning whatever I can use to apply and make things happen or see things come to being? And as I grew up and moved into, say, college, where I met my beautiful wife of 26 years, and we now have three beautiful children who are now pretty much adults. And the time that you go through, you end up having relationships and different things that kind of come in your life. And so I found out through that journey that there is a way for us to produce based on what we were born to do. And what I found out is through a lot of work, a lot of iterations of trying different things in my life, that you find things that you know you are supposed to do, and you find things that you know you're not supposed to do. And through those iterations and through those, sometimes people call them failures. It's not failure. It's never a failure if you keep learning from what you have done before. They're all just learning opportunities that we all have. And so, through this whole journey, and the reason I ended up with writing this book, Produce on Purpose, Experience Life Being the Real You, is just because I know that every one of us has something on the inside of us that we can have shine into this world, and it can be produced in this world, not just the cucumbers you talked about earlier, and not just the fruit or items that we would have an analogy with in our lives, but you can produce beauty in this world. You can produce love in this world. You can produce joy in this world that will allow for us to wake up in the morning and actually have joy. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book, is that I heard for so many people that they don't wake up happy. And I wanted to write a book that would allow for you to have a journey where you could wake up and you could be excited and be happy about what you're seeing every single day and how you could move forward. So that's a little bit about the background and a little bit about the journey of getting to at least writing this book and getting to a space where you can now start to think about, wait a minute, what do I need to do to continue to look at my purpose in life? And how can I have a journey that allows for my light to shine in greater ways? One of the things I do want to share, and I share this, is that many of us, we find ourselves putting on masks. And when I say a mask, we sometimes find ourselves going into situations and putting on a mask, believing on either based on what you believe that situation says you should be or act like, or you put on a mask based on hiding your emotions or whatever it is. And I found myself doing this in my life, is that I was putting on masks, or sometimes people call it code switching. So one place I might be able to provide you with a different way that I was speaking, maybe I was showing up. And then in another situation, maybe I'm with family, you might hear some Geechee Gullah come out and you're like, is that the same person that was speaking in the corporate world? So those masks can be hard to juggle in life. And so, what I want to share with you is that if you can get rid of those masks, the masks also represent another thing in life that we may be showing up as. And that's, we could be showing up as actors and actresses in our own movie. And so, what do you think about when you see a movie? You see the actors and actresses on the big billboards, and they are larger than life. They're making multi-millions of dollars. But one thing about those actors and actresses, they work on somebody else's script. And what I'm encouraging everyone is to move beyond that in your life, in your movie of your life, that you not be just the actor or actress, which is fine, you can do that, but it's tiring working on someone else's script. But what can you do? You can, maybe you say, oh, well, I'll be the director. The director has the ability and has creative freedoms as well, and say, well, here's how the shot's going to look when I produce this. But when you take a step back and you say, well, wait a minute, even the director works for somebody. The director works for the producer. The producer is the one that is putting together all of the resources. They have the scripts. They have all of the actors and actresses that are they're going to hire or fire. Wouldn't that be the best thing for you is in your life to be the producer of your life, to be the one that is pulling together the resources? You can't do it on your own because you need other people to help you, but you pull them together so that in your life, you are producing based on what you are needing to produce in this world. And you bring all of those resources together. You bring in the actors and actresses so that when you show up to a place, you're producing what you call your life. And so that's important for us because if we begin to remove the masks, just like when the Greeks used to act, they would put on masks. And so for us, we want to be able to remove the masks and stop juggling all of those different masks in our lives. And we want to move forward in a space where we can and will become the producers of our own life. And when you become a producer of your own life, you can be excited about what you're creating. You can be way more creative about what you are actually putting out into this world. No longer will you wake up in the morning and say, oh, wow, you know, what's going on outside of me and what's happening outside of me is affecting how I feel. No, now you get to say, I'm going to affect how the outside sees me through my creativity that is on the inside of me. I'm going to begin to show that to the world by what I am producing. Isn't that interesting? And so that is part of what my journey as I've gone to this space and really why this book is important for everyone to think about and to really pull in is that you become that producer in your life. By being a producer, you now get to write what's going on. You no longer have to follow someone else's social norms or experiences or trauma that you may be going through in your life. You can begin to release those things out of your life so that you can then begin to produce on a purpose that is uniquely yours. I explain in the book that we all have at least two purposes. One is a general purpose, and that general purpose is that you would please your creator. My creator, I call him God, and if he is love, then I'm going to continue to do things that express love, that show love, and that's my general purpose. But then we all have a specific purpose. Your specific purpose comes down to you have gifting. That's right. You have gifting. What does gifting look like? Gifting is that thing or things or opportunities or abilities that you have that no one else does as easy as you do. Yeah, they'll sometimes look at you, sometimes your friends, your family, and say, you have a gift to do this because it's so easy for you to do. It takes very little effort for you to do this at a particular time. And when you are able, to pass along your gifting without a whole lot of effort, it's easy for you to do, then your gifting becomes that specific purpose of your life. Part of your specific purpose is that you are giving that gifting every single day that you wake up, every time that you are moving, every person that you are around, that your light and your gifting will be able to affect those that are around you. I like to share that if you begin to produce on that purpose, the general purpose and the specific purpose, out of that comes a life of joy because you are actually doing what you were designed to do. You were born uniquely. You were wonderfully made. You are a strong person that can move forward if you are walking in your gifting. Many times we find ourselves working in areas that may not follow within our general and specific purposes. And that's where you want to get to a space where you are now being the producer. You are now building it and basing it on your purpose, and that you're sharing that with the world on a consistent basis. Another idea I want you to take into consideration is to not allow all of the things that you have just move you from the outside in, but to think of moving from the inside out. Oh, what do you mean by that? Well, we can take a look that we are, I'm going to take a part from scripture here where Paul describes each of us as a three-part being. That means that we are body, soul, and spirit. Our body allows for us to have five senses, and we are able to touch, we're able to smell, we're able to taste, we're able to hear, we're able to kind of move in any direction. We can get all of those inputs into our lives through our five senses, and that five senses lets us know what's going on external to us. And so you can then take what you have from your five senses and then come to your soul. And your soul is where you have your mind, your will, your emotions that you continually are moving about. And your emotions are energy in motion. Your life and what you're doing, you can have the senses begin to affect how your soul is responding. Or the last part is your spirit. Your spirit is what is coming from your creator, your designer, the one that made you. And that spirit is often providing you with information. It's often providing you with a guide that aligns with what you were designed for. So listen, if you are taking things from the outside in, many times then you're going to be affected by the news. You're going to be affected by what you see on social media. You're going to be affected by all of the things that people or environments or governments or whatever is happening around you. It's going to affect your will and your emotions and whether or not you have the passion to do something. I'm asking you, what if you were to take some time to connect with your spirit and allow your spirit to inform your soul and your soul then to inform your body? If you begin to do that, then if you are in control of how your internal is then flowing from the inside out, then you are no longer going to be just affected by the things that are coming external to you. But you'll be able to focus in on your design, focus in on what you're supposed to produce, focus in on your purpose, and that will be something that you can use from the inside out. And I talk about how you can do that on a consistent basis through some disciplines, some practices that you would do on a daily basis that allow for you to connect with your spirit, connect with your creator, connect with the source of your life, and use that on a consistent basis to then, instead of being just a thermometer, thermometers tell us what the temperature is outside. You can now become the thermostat of your world. Where thermostats, we can change the temperature wherever we go. Every situation you're in, you can become that thermostat. Every place that you move in, you can be that thermostat that allows for your purpose and who you are as a producer to shine brightly to this world. So my idea and thought for you is to remember that you have the ability to be the producer of your life. You have the ability to not allow the external forces, the things that you have experienced or the things that you have gone through to determine how you are, but you can begin to move from the inside out and be that thermostat to change the world that's around you, transform those people that are around you. And the more you float, focus in on this, I talk about not only can you flow with life, but then you can also have an overflow of abundance. You can have an overflow of beauty, of love, of all of the things that you focus on. And you will not be so distracted by some of the negative things that happen. I won't tell you that you won't have negative things happen in your life. You will. But when it comes to how you respond to those things, you will be able to respond in a way that will allow for you to stand up strong, have joy, have peace, and excitement in every single thing that you do. So, Dom, that's a little bit of about producing on purpose, just a little bit. They don't call us DTMs unless you say don't time me. So, I've always heard that.
Oh yeah, this is Toastmasters. They would have been just like, yeah, you're disqualified, man. Sir, disqualified. Like, yeah, amazing speech, but you're disqualified, sir. It was 5 to 7 minutes.
Just a little bit over. I didn't see the red or the green. I didn't see the red or the green light, man.
Yeah, those things can be the bane of your existence from time to time. Especially if you're really going. It's like, oh yeah, this is really good. Hey, where'd that red light come from? Oh, buddy, I got 30 seconds. All right. Yeah, so yeah. My people are the best. Yeah, we rock. All right, I'm done. All right. It's like, oh, you had a good speech till them last 30 seconds. Like, oh, I saw red, and then I forgot where I was.
I had to quickly wrap it up, you know?
Wrapping up box is real. Man, but Abe, hey, you're so right. So many great points you brought up in all the wonderful things that you shared, my man. Because so sure, a lot of folks were wearing masks. And of course, a few years ago, when that mighty wonderful pandemic, not so wonderful pandemic, I should say, a lot of folks had to come to terms with reality and come to grips with it. It's like, oh, all right. This is definitely new. I don't know how I can fudge my way through this one. Heck, even leaders were like, all right, cool. This is one of the few times I can admit I don't know. And they won't be mad at me.
That is
It's like, all
correct. Right. Yeah. We didn't know what was going on during that pandemic. That was a lot for all of us to deal with at the time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And if I'm not mistaken, that time is actually what made you a book boomer, one of those wonderful authors that came out of the pandemic, indeed. So, what helped you to put this book together and get all the content in there? Because it sounds like a man's got a whole boatload of content, and I'm pretty sure it's probably hard to choose which pieces to keep and which pieces to take out for the final package.
Yeah, this is really, it is a born out of the book is born out of the pandemic. I actually ended up creating this and starting it in September of 2020. I did not publish it for 3 years until after that. That's a whole nother story in and of itself, but it's also about perseverance and growth. So anyone that's of course looking to write or publish a book or become an author, I encourage you. Writing the book is one step, but then editing is a whole nother step. I don't know how many times I've rewritten this particular book, and being able to pull in the right information and data that when I what I started off with is not what this book is today. So I encourage all authors, all those that are listening, that anytime you are trying to go through something, trying to start something, that the content and information may actually morph and transform and grow, but allow for that to happen. And that's what I ended up allowing to happen as time went on, is a lot of editing, a lot of putting things in, pulling things out, and making sure that everything would flow and hit the target of what the goal is of everyone producing on purpose and understanding it in a great way. The pandemic itself did provide me with greater insights into who I was and who and what I had been doing and what I could bring to this book as well, was that at the time I found myself that, since we were all locked into the home and not being able to really go about as freely as we had been before, that I was actually living my life in a way where if there was something I didn't want to deal with, I would just work on something else. Well, in the pandemic, I wasn't able to do that. So it had me had to do a lot of self-introspection. And I encourage anyone to, more self-introspection actually provides greater clarity in your life. And it'll provide you with a great way of kind of moving forward. And so the information that you have in Produce on Purpose allows for you to have steps to move towards a spiritual awakening within your life. It gives you steps to be able to try and find yourself and who you really are, and being able to have that level of self-actualization that will allow for you to really give to this world in a greater way is how, the content came together and a lot of editing. I probably rewrote this book probably about 6 or 7 times over the 3 years just because of the growth that I had and understanding, and then also understanding the nitpicky portions of writing a book and actually publishing something that a reader can flow with and be able to utilize and help transform. So, that's what it's been.
Sweet, that's what I'm talking about indeed. Yep, that's right indeed. Had all that marble. It's like, all right, cool. Here's this knowledge right here. Time to chisel away. Let's make this Michelangelo come to life, my buddy. Okay, this is not fully Michelangelo yet. I'm still got a lot of marble left. Let's keep chiseling away. All right, now we got it. There we go. Now we're
Exactly.
producing on purpose. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, speaking of Produce on Purpose, if that wonderful book, Produce on Purpose, Experience Life Being the Real You, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
If this book was a food, I would have to say it would be something like pizza, something that everybody likes. Well, I won't say everybody likes it, but at least you could put whatever you want on it and make it your own and use that to fulfill and satisfy who you are and what you're about to go into. So whether you like your pizza the just be without the red sauce at all, you like the white, or if you want to put different toppings on it, you can. And I would say that Produce on Purpose provides you that pizza effect, that it can be delivered to you. And you can order it and you can get it delivered right there, hot and fresh. And you can consume that in your life. And it tastes good. It's something that when you taste it and you eat it, that you're like, hey, this is not bad. And if you were to put it in the refrigerator and warm it up the next day, it's still something you can eat. So I would say that's what Produce on Purpose would kind of provide you with, is that pizza effect, because it can be tailored for whomever needs it at the moment in time in their lives, wherever they are. And that even if they've got to put it away for a day, the day old pizza is not bad. You can still warm it up and it still will have the same effects that it had even that first day. So I would say that would be the food it would be like.
That's what I'm talking about indeed. So there we go. That was one of those occasional references to pie I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Dean. Well, since a man's a past, I always like to ask him a leadership question, Dean. So, what would you consider your three main leadership lessons learned from your time being a pastor, my man?
Leadership is not about bossing people around. Leadership is actually taking the steps and having others follow you. And one of the key items of leadership is don't ever ask anyone to do something that you won't do yourself. And I'm a stickler of that because we are all in this together, whatever we are trying to do or accomplish and move forward with. And as you're doing that it will provide the incentive, it will provide the cohesiveness and the culture that will allow for everyone to have ownership of what is going on. And so, number one is, yeah, you're not the boss. You're going to take a step before everybody else takes a step. You're going to lead the charge, and you won't ask anybody to do something that you would not do. The second thing that I would like to share would be that people matter and their lives matter. And as a leader, you have to be focused on people. You have to be focused on their lives. You have to understand that if there are decisions that you're making, that you are taking in the full context of the impacts of those decisions that you're making. Because decisions sometimes, if they are myopic in what you're doing, can affect people in ways that you did not take time to really say what those effects would be. And so my encouragement is to really think about people and people's lives as you are moving forward and making decisions in life. And one of the last items and most helpful items to kind of be with as a leader is that you are always looking out for the greater good of whatever the team, organization, or area that you're looking for, that you're looking out for the greater good, that this is not a selfish opportunity. So I call it altruism, leading with the idea of service and making sure that when you are there, you are serving that team, that organization, those that are around you. And to me, that makes really great leadership because then not only are people following a leader, they understand the culture that is being lifted up and provided, that they're all part of something that is greater than themselves, and that we all are serving one another in some capacity. And when we are doing that type of altruism and we're talking about moving in that type of direction, then great things happen. Great things happen not only in churches, great things happen in companies, great things happen in businesses, great things happen for entrepreneurs, great things happen for those who are serving this world in a greater way and have messages to be able to share with them as coaches and consultants, whoever you might be, you're able to do that in a greater way. And so I say, stay away from those selfish ambitions and look to serve in a greater way. And when you're able to do that in a greater way, then true leadership emerges. And we are able to really expand upon that and see that those that are around, those that are working with you, can then really shine brightly. So that's three of the leadership qualities and things that I have learned and have experienced and have seen some great results from. And hopefully, everyone will utilize those as they are moving forward in life and hopefully in leadership positions in different places.
Sweet.
That's what I'm talking about, indeed. Serving a greater way, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right. Always got to do the things that you would do yourself, that before you ask others to do it too. That's right, indeed.
Yes.
That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Good solid foundation right there. That's right, indeed. That's right. That's right, indeed. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive. And that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year with all of your knowledge and experience, what advice would you give to yourself?
Don't worry so much. It is going to work out, even if you can't see it outside of what you know today. Don't sit there and think that because things aren't happening fast enough that they won't happen in your life. They will happen. That anything can occur, anything can be done, that you have the ability to really change this world. You have the ability by just being you, and you do not have to acquiesce to social norms. You do not have to put yourself in a space where you are not being authentically who you were born to be. Find yourself. And from there, your path will continue to be illuminated. And do not be afraid to step out and try something different, because everything that you try, everything that you go through, will get you closer to being authentically who you are. And no matter if it looks like it failed, it didn't. It was just a stepping stone to you becoming the greater a version of yourself that you have always were going to be, and always are going to continue to move towards. And so don't worry. Don't worry about what others say, and start working on those negative thoughts that you might be accumulating throughout your life, that you can begin to cast down those negative thoughts, that those thoughts don't serve you. But the things that will serve you are the items that say you are a winner, you will win, you will be what you need to be, you will help change this world, whether it's big, small, or whatever it is that you're doing, you can do it. Don't worry.
Woo-hoo, don't worry. That's right, dude. Don't worry. You can do it. That's right, indeed. Don't even need that can of Mountain Dew. You can do it beforehand. That's right, indeed. You can do it afterhand, indeed.
There you go. There you go. You can do it.
That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Well, the good news is folks only probably got 2% of what the Roland Randy has to offer. So for those who need to dive into the other 98% and what you have to offer, especially for those who need cops and copies of your magical book, or even invite you to speak, what's the best way for folks to do so?
Yeah, you can reach me at randyadkinsjr.com. That's randyadkinsjr.com. And just specifically for this great podcast, I will provide anyone with a signed copy of my book with a 25% off on my site if you put in the coupon code Going North. And if you do that, you can get that signed copy for 25% off of Produce on Purpose, Experience Life Being the Real You at randyadkinsjr.com. There you will also find information about this book, which is in paperback, ebook, and Audible. So those who may not like to read, but you listen to it, maybe it's at the gym, whatever, you can listen to this book and be able to get the great nuggets of knowledge from there. I also have a podcast, Produce on Purpose, and you can find out more information about that. We go into greater detail into more of how we can live this life and produce on purpose the way that we should. And there you also find videos, sermons, additional interviews, such as this one about this great stuff and message of how you can live and experience this life being the real you. So randyatkinsjr.com, 25% off anyone going north, coupon code will get you there.
Woohoo! That's what I'm talking about. Indeed, generous offer from Randy. All this right indeed is take advantage of that discount. Indeed, use that coupon code going north. Indeed, get it autographed by the man himself. That's right indeed. That means he'll probably have an extra blessing on it. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Just don't do to him what my janitor used to joke around to me. He's like, "Yep, need your autograph. There you go, so I can get off." And out of nowhere, be like, "Yep, I'll sell it back to you a few years later for $10. And I'll be like, "Hey, wait a second. Don't do that. Don't do that."
No, not quite.
That's right. It's one of those keepers.
Yes.
That's right. Take it on the go with you. That's right, indeed. From shelf to shelf, from car to car. That's right, indeed. From seat to seat, from coffee shop to coffee shop. That's right indeed. Maybe even balance five on your head for the heck of it. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Five to be alive. That's right. So you're just that, my friends. That's right indeed. My man's got you covered like a blanket indeed. Well, any parting words for the folks around the globe before we close up shop, my man?
Definitely. You can be a producer of your own life. You can produce on the purposes that you were born to be. I encourage you that you begin to focus on what's inside of you. And there are a few things you can do, whether it's prayer, meditation, some journaling, that you can begin to focus in on who you were born and designed to be, so that you not only can determine what's going on externally to yourself, you're not only just a recorder, you're not only just a thermometer, but you have the ability to set the stage in any room that you go to by being that thermometer, by working on your purpose, and by producing exactly what you were supposed to produce. You're going to produce a set of mini movies called your life. And as you're producing that, you're going to have the greatest effect in this world that you can. And it's only you that can do that. It's only you that can make that difference and that change. And so I'm looking forward to seeing many producers out there, and I would love to hear from each and every one of you in the future of how you have produced on purpose and in your life. Thanks, Dom.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual. If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep